All right. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. My wife killed it back at the house, so it was good. We had some of the coaches over there. She did a great job. But just looking back on last week, I thought the defense played well. I was happy with the performance. I thought we had some guys really step up in some key situations, and I thought it was one of our best tackling games of the season. Anytime you have under 5 missed tackles, I think you put yourself in position to win a football game. And that's our goal going into every game. Looking ahead to Sunday, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was excited about this week. There's definitely a buzz in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, out on the practice field with the players. You could sense that, you know, it's a playoff type atmosphere already. It's a rivalry type atmosphere, and it'll be a challenge for us defensively. You know, it's a good offense. I know that coaching staff over there, they do a good job. So it should be a good day. It'll be a challenge. I think he's a really smart quarterback. I think he does a great job pre-snap, dissecting what coverages you're in or if you're blitzing. He does a really good job getting the ball out of his hands. Hasn't turned the ball over a bunch, you know. So he's doing, and I think that they do a really good job playing complementary football. Their offense and defense play well together with their special teams. So he's doing a good job over there, you know, making plays when he's asked to, managing the game when he has to. So just like last week, he does a really good job pre-snap getting the offense in position to be in a good play versus what coverage or what defense you're in. Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's further ahead than what most rookies are. I mean, usually when most rookie wide receivers come in to the NFL, you know, they kind of settle in on 5 or 6 routes that they'll run, you know, in the offense. They've done a great job with him out there. They move him around. They build it around him. He runs every route imaginable in the route tree. He's obviously, you know, athletic, fast. He's got an unbelievable catch radius. So, I mean, he's a good player. He's going to be a challenge for us this week. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's – I mean, anytime you're close to guys you're going against, and you know, when we went there last year, it was the turnaround Buffalo, and you know, Mike worked his butt off at it. You know, the coaches that are here now worked their butt off at it, and you know, they've done a great job in year two getting it turned around. So I'm sure it'll be emotional for him. I think he's true to himself, you know, and I think that the players really respond to that. He's competitive, he's tough. He treats them like men, and you know, he lets his coaches coach. You know, he's not a micromanager. You know, he trusts the people that are underneath of him. He trusts the players. So, and I think that the guys buy into that. I do, and they lay it on the line for him. Yeah, I mean, they were a lot more 4-man rush. You know, the year before we got in there, and they just played traditional coverages, and we went in there, and we obviously ran our scheme. With them, and you know, we had a lot of success, and they're doing it a different way this year, and they're having a lot of success. They're doing a good job. So I haven't studied them all that much. I've been more focused on the offensive side of the ball, but you know, I coached Manny Lawson and Jerry Hughes last year, so I always like to keep tabs on how those two guys are doing in the system, and you know, check in with them every once in a while. It doesn't bother me really one way or the other. I think, you know, you'd like to do your talking on the field, obviously, but I don't think that this game needs any spice added to it. It's two teams in the playoff hunt that both need to get a win. It's going to be a playoff-type atmosphere. So there's going to be some point probably very early in the first quarter that Dante Whitner and Fred Jackson meet each other. We'll all see what happens. You know, they have all of our game plans from last year. They have our playbook. We have their playbook. We have all their installations. Thank God Chuck Driesbach and Brian Fleury are pack rats. So we were able to study some of that stuff, as I'm sure they were able to study some of our stuff. But one of the things that we did this offseason was we changed a lot of our terminology, just because there's 4 teams now in the AFC running similar style defenses to us. So when we went back and we studied and analyzed our system, and when we rebuilt it, we tried to change some stuff. But you know, I'm sure they've changed some stuff. You know, they're a very different offense now with Kyle Orton than they were with E.J. Manuel. So some of the core concepts will remain for us. Some of the core concepts will remain for them. But at the end of the day, and I think Mike said this, and I'm a true believer in it, It's about the players making plays. You know, the coaches can put them in position. Those guys still need to execute and make the football plays. I do. He did a great job in the run game for us. He really did. And it wasn't stuff that would probably show up in the stat sheet. But I've talked to you guys in the past that in the run game, you know, we like to preach taking two at the point of attack. I think there were at least five or six examples where Mingo did that and allowed a linebacker to scrape free over the top and make a play. That was a run game that we were a little bit worried about with Steven Jackson, and you know they had a solid offensive line, and then just the threat that they had on the perimeter with those wide receivers, we knew we were going to be in some light spacing or some light fronts, and some of the guys up front were going to have to take two, and we challenged our guys all week, and they did a good job with that, and Mingo was one of the ones that really excelled last week, so he just needs to keep building and keep responding to the challenge. Well, it says a lot about the group, you know, and it seems like we talk about it every week, you know, next man up. And I think the coaches do a great job coaching the backups. I think that really sets apart really good coaching staffs from guys who just rely on their starters week in and week out. And then when you lose a guy, you're screwed. So the coaches have done a great job coaching the backups. The backups have done a great job stepping up. We're obviously in another situation like that this week with Deshaun Gibson going down, but Jimmy Leonard's a guy that we feel very comfortable with. Jordan Poyer's a guy that we feel very comfortable with. He's continued to work every week, and we've had a couple situations already this year where Poyer was almost the guy that was going to have to go in and play a big role for him, but you know, the guy who was ever hurt came back and ended up playing. So the guys have bought into the concept of team defense, and they know if they get their job done and they let the plays come to them, we'll have a successful outing. Oh, they were huge. I mean, just even the play he got hurt on. I mean, Deshaun did a great job. You know, he pre-snap information, knew the play that was coming, you know, was right where he needed to be, got a great break on the football. Unfortunately, so did Joe Hayden, you know what I mean? And either one of those guys could have intercepted that ball. You know, they just arrived at the same time, and, you know, Deshaun got a little bit of a knee, so... But no, I mean, he's a weapon in the middle of the field. You know, you got to be careful about, you know, when he's out there throwing the ball down the middle. But you know, him and Jimmy are different players. You know, they both make plays in different ways. So we're confident about who we're going to throw out there this week. I mean, Jimmy's obviously got a ton of experience in the system, and right now I just think Jimmy knows the system. He knows how to manipulate the system to put himself and his teammates in position to make plays. No, not at all. I mean, he's still involved in meetings. He's still involved asking questions. He still broke the team down pregame. He still, every Friday they have a players only meeting where they watch 2 minutes together. He still runs that meeting, so he's still very much involved. We got him and Gip on the lobster mash diet right now, trying to get those guys back as soon as possible. So. No, but you wouldn't even know, like last week, that he wasn't playing.